This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Millie Larson was a missionary in Peru. She was with Wycliffe Bible Translators. And here she was, a woman translating the Bible for a primitive tribe in Peru, but she personally did not believe in demon possession initially. I want you to listen to her story. She said people would be free from their terrifying illnesses or terrifying fears. Whenever someone claimed to be sick because of a curse, we would try to show them that it wasn't demons or witchcraft. It must have been parasites or a germ. And that's usually the way it was. We would try to explain it away when somebody said, well, I have a problem with demonism or witchcraft. But the longer Millie worked among the people, the more she realized that she could not simply continue to discount demonism. There was too much evidence all around her. Even when she did observe individuals whom she felt were possessed, she said, I felt I had no power to save these people from Satan's attack. It all came to a head one night when a young lady in the village by the name of Elsa was believed to be dying of a curse, as they called it. She had been cursed. She was going to die. Her mood swung from violent writhing on the floor to chanting. Nothing could be done for her until a young, naive Christian convert came up who didn't know much about the Bible. He didn't understand that Millie Larson was the translator of the Bible. He just came into the room and said, in the name of Jesus Christ, I cast this demon out of you. Millie realized that this man, who had far less knowledge of the Bible than she did, was accepting the reality of demons more than she was. For the first time in my life, Millie Larson said, I knew that demons were real and powerful. Did I have the courage to cast them out as Jesus gave his disciples power to do? I'm the one translating the Bible into their language, but I don't believe it myself. She did experience God's strength as she confronted demonism over the years that followed, and she came to realize that the message that these people wanted, this is really important, listen to this, the message that these people wanted was not a Savior who could save them in the sweet by and by. They wanted to know, can Jesus Christ do anything for me now? Listen to that again. I find that intriguing. Millie Larson said, the people in Peru that I worked with, they didn't want to just hear about Jesus helping me after I die in the sweet by and by and taking me to heaven. What can this Jesus do for me now in the real world? I want to suggest to you that that's your need, and that's my need. We want to know, not just I'm going to have a nice place to live in for all eternity, even though that's hard for us to even imagine. We want to know, and people want to know today, what can the Lord do in my life now? If Jesus Christ is who he claimed to be, there's nothing more important in the universe than knowing the one who can change me from within. And listen carefully, his glory, in a sense, becomes my glory and your glory. His countenance, in a sense, becomes our countenance. That doesn't mean we become perfect. We're never perfect. We never fully arrive. That's what the Apostle Paul said, the good I want to do, I find myself not doing. He realized that perfection comes when we're with the Lord. But there is a difference that's observable in a man's life or a woman's life because of Jesus. He changed people then. He changes people today. Let's pray together. Well, my guess is there are a lot of people listening today. You've never heard a message about the transfiguration of Christ. It's a significant story in the life and the ministry of Jesus, where physically his facial countenance and body was transfigured because of the glory of God that was in him that became visible. Our website is crosshope.org. I hope you'll look at our website regularly and look at visual stories, a special feature that's become very popular on crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you, and thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.